Shir Zayin, Shir number 7. Baruch Hashem, we're moving through the Tosfos, and we are dealing with the next difficult part of the Tosfos. Tosfos is explaining to us the din bedika of chametz and why it's limited to chametz, and we don't find it by other yisurim. Tosfos is brought up yisurim. No, we spoke about that. Bedili, lo bedili, etc. Tosfos says, if it's tali in that, so what about nazir? Nazir is something which is lo bedili minei. People drink wine all year round, and therefore, because they drink wine all year round, it should have the same status as chametz. So why is it that when it comes to chametz, there's a gzeira, but when it comes to nazir, there's no gzeira? That's Tosfos' question. Now, there was a discussion amongst the Eilim in the Shir of how to read this line of the Tosfos. I'm going to first go with the approach that I think most of the Mefarshim say, even though I don't know if it's most of the Eilim in the Shir said this pshat. I think a large group of guys said the other pshat first, but first we're going to go with the pshat that most of the Mefarshim say. That is like this: Menazir Nami, and Nazir also, he has a situation where there should be a gzeira. There should be a takana that you have to do bedika and be mevar any wine, right? Why? Because lo bedili minei, like we just explained. And the reason why there's no such halacha is because isurei shari lachrini, the isser of nazir, the isser for him to drink wine, is mutter to other people. His isser wine is mutter to other people. That's the pashup shad, I would guess, of the Tosfos. Now, Tosfos doesn't speak it out in like a question-answer form, so it could be it's a little bit misleading, but this is the way to read it. And then when the Tosfos follows through and says, Inami, another teretz, so the words Inami, another teretz, implies that what he said before, Inami, is the first teretz. So the words Inami, I guess, is a raya, maybe, to read the Tosfos like this pshat. Isuri Shabbat Lachrini is a teretz why Nazir is different than Chametz. Inami is another teretz why Nazir is different than Chametz. Shani Chametz, Sheikh Mira Batar, Laver Balira Balimate. So since the Torah is more Machmir by Chametz, says you over Balira Balimate, therefore, Echmir Chachamim lived like Gulavara, if you look at the bit law, Bishop Del Solomechi. So therefore, also when it comes to Chametz, the Rabbanan were also guys there and said that we need to treat it more severely. And you have to be, what's it called? You have to be bodik, even if you did betel. Two terutzim. So the inami is a smach, is a support to read the Tosfos like we just did. Isuri shari lechrini is the teretz of why nazir is different than chametz. So now the question is, why is that a reason that nazir shouldn't have the gzeira? So what if isuri shari lechrini? What's the significance of the fact that other people are mutter? Lamais, at the end of the day, this guy has an isser. This guy, we're afraid he's going to end up being nichshol by accident. So we should make gzeira that he has to get rid of any wine. Any of his wine he should have to destroy. So why would... What does it mean that Tosfos says, there's no gzeira. No takana, you have to search and destroy wine. What's the pshat? Maybe the pshat is, I think that some people said, oh, because Chazal can't make a gzeira, which is affecting other people, right? That's what some people understood, right? Yeah, is that how we understood? They can't make a gzeira, which is telling you to throw out other people's wine. Is that what it is? Well, yeah? No? Anybody?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, it shouldn't throw out other people's wine. Before you, yeah, what are you saying?
Could be, since it's gzeira only for minority, since only the Nazir himself has an isser for the rest of the people, since they're more of a majority.
Yeah.
There's way more people.
More people who are not a Nazir.
Who are not a Nazir.
Yeah.
So it overrides his isser.
But what's the nekuda? What's the problem? Why are we taking into consideration all the other people, right? Also, Tully says, we don't want to make isser which is negatively affecting other people. Let's think about this for a second. Who owns the wine? The Nazir owns the wine. What are we telling the Nazir to do? Throw out somebody else's wine. The Nazir owns the wine. So we're telling him to throw out his own wine. What do you mean not telling people, you can't, Chazal can't make a takana which is negatively affecting other people? It's not affecting anybody negatively. It's affecting myself. I need to throw out my wine. I'm not throwing out somebody else's wine. Did anybody tell you to go into Walmart and throw out all their chametz before Pesach? No, there's no such halacha. You need to get rid of your chametz before Pesach because you're afraid you're going to eat your chametz. There's no halacha that you have to get rid of your neighbor's chametz. The same thing with the wine. Get rid of your wine. We're not telling you to throw out somebody else's wine. Your wine. What's Tosa talking about? Since it's mutter for other people. Shkoya. Who cares if it's mutter for other people? My wine is usher to me. I should have to throw it out. I'm not trying to throw out somebody else's wine. What's Tosa talking about? So maybe it's about tashkis. My wine is usher to me, but lamaisa, my friend could drink it. So what should I do? I should pour it down the toilet? I should pour it down the sink? No. I have a good idea. I'll give it to my friend. My friend will use it. My friend will use it. Maybe about tashkis.
Is that what I'm saying?
But the truth is that if I'm giving it to my friend, so what is that called?
Hello?
That's called livdoik ulevar. That's gufa, a fulfillment of this din. So don't tell me that Chazal couldn't make a takana because why? Because I would just give it to my friend. Good, so give it to your friend. Get it out of your house.
That is the takana.
That is the takana.
You didn't even need to make it, so you're going to do it anyways.
Yeah, so you don't tell me that the reason why they didn't make it is because that's what you're going to do. So make the takana, make the guy do that.
No, but I'm saying they didn't need to make it because he was going to do it anyway.
Yeah, but who says he would do that? I'm saying if there was no such takana, so I'll just leave it in my house. Right?
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
Leaving it, well, Tosas is saying, if you leave it in your house, you may come to drink it. You may come to eat the grapes. You guys taste grapes now? They're in season. Next time you go to Mayan for some nash, instead of buying some chips, buy some grapes. Delicious. If you're nazir, though, be careful. You might end up eating it, bisser. It's no good. Right? So what about, I have a good idea. I'll give it to my friend. He's not a nazir. Good. So Chazal should make a takana. Get rid of it and give it to your friend. That should be the takana. What's Tosa saying? Since it's Shari Lachrini, so therefore there's no takana. Fuck it. Because Shari Lachrini, make the takana. Give it to him. Bal Tashkis. Right? What's going on here? What's the chat in this Tosa? It's Tarach Beer. I'm curious. You know, we'll take a survey at some point, maybe during lunch. You'll ask some guys from other shiurim over the lunch table, how do they explain this line? Be, you know, curious to hear what people say. Here's some chat. Some chat in Tosfos. That's what they did in Slabatka. Over lunch. No, what did your Rebbe say in shiur? It was part of Seder. They said everybody has to make sure. Older guy sits with the younger guy. The older guy should ask. The younger guy. No, what did the Rebbe say over in shiur? That was part of the Seder Ayom. Okay, Seder. You don't have to. But it will be geschmack. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Wasn't there a sweet Kaplan that the friends took turn in lunch? Like while he's eating lunch, his friend read a Kivager, and then when they were eating lunch, he read the Kivager.
Could be. I don't know. But I'll go pun him. Lamaisa, try it out. See what shot you come up with in Tosfos from the other people. I think it'll be enjoyable. In the meantime, though, we have a cash over here. A bomb cash on the Tosfos. What's going on? What type of terrace is this? Since it's mutter to other people, so therefore, no takana. You don't have... What do you mean? What's going on? Comes the Chassam Sofer... And I know you guys love the Chassam Sofer after this morning. Comes the Chassam Sofer and makes it even worse. The Chassam Sofer says, Rabbi Isai, you know how it is. I don't want to touch a raw nerve over here, but you know how it is when you bring in your bag of Doritos into the Beis Medrash during Second Seder and nobody on the bench has anything to eat since lunch. And all of a sudden, you know what happens? The guys start eating because you brought the Doritos next to you. When somebody next to you starts eating, all of a sudden you get hungry. Right? Nobody take this personally. You go out to eat with some guys and you don't want to spend so much money. You buy a bottle of water or Coke, whatever. Everybody else is getting some food. So what happens? You're not going to sit there and eat nothing. You're going to take a few fries from that guy, a couple of chicken nuggets from the other guy, just a piece of his steak from the third guy. Oh, it's good stuff. Geschmack. Excellent. When you're with other people who are eating, it's mutter for other people to eat. What happens? That's more of a likelihood that you're going to end up eating. Right? It's budget. It's more of a likelihood you're going to end up eating. So what in the world is Tosas? Tosas is saying something which is the exact opposite of what we know to be true. It's a very difficult Tosas. Shver. What's he talking about? What do you want to say?
I was learning the Chassam Sofer.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting the Rebbe's name.
Chassam, Rav Nassim Nadler? Chassam Sofer's Rebbe?
No, the Rebbe I was sitting next to during Shir.
close.
The Rebbe you're sitting next to during Shir is Rebbe Meyer.
Yeah, Seder.
Seder. Yeah. Rabbi Bullman.
Yeah, I was learning him some Seder, but he compared the Tosos to the Rashi and the
Bavam Beis. Wow. That's why you have Bekiyas and Shas. Let me hear. What does Rashi and the Bavam Beis do?
He says that you might come to see a cake on Pesach and say that you don't want to throw it out, so
right,
you're going to end up eating it.
Oh.
So you're saying it's the complete, not the complete opposite, it's the opposite with the Nazir. You're saying uh-huh, you're making it come to find a bottle of wine or a couple of grapes that it is in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to come sitting and say, why would I ever want to throw this out? It's delicious, let me give it to someone else. I mean, you're not going to come to eat it. Pesach,
because since you can't give it to somebody else. Right. Oh, very good. That's the Chazam Sefer Teretz. What's the Chazam Sefer Teretz? Chazam Sefer Teretz says we need a change in perspective. We originally thought that why is it that a person is going to come to eat it by accident? He's going to slip up. It's so delicious. It's even better than in the commercials. Look at that. He's going to end up slipping up and eating it. Oy gewalt. Rachmanel Itzlan. That's what we originally thought. And according to that, the Svara of Shari Lachrini, other people are allowed to eat it, is going to be difficult. Other people eating it is going to be more of a reason why I want to eat it, why I might slip up. But now, Dr. Chazam Sofer, I have a new way of looking at it. Right? Like Shai explained so beautifully, like Reb Bullman helped out over here. The pshat is, why is it that I might accidentally eat it? Not only because I might slip up, but because I don't want to waste. Chas v'shalom, you know, today, the biggest, you want to make a lot of money? Just tell the world that you're avoiding waste. Less waste, and everybody will buy your product. It's great. Nobody wants to waste. It's planet-friendly, eco-friendly. It's great. Wonderful. No waste. But nobody wants to waste. Naturally, we all have a netiyah that we don't want to waste food. We buy something for a suda, we buy something for Shabbos, whatever it is, we don't finish it. We don't want to waste it. Sometimes we end up overeating because we don't want to waste. Right? My Rebbe Zeretzad of Kaddish Lavracha, Shem Yikum Damav, he used to say, better to throw it out than to throw it in. Right? It's a good zug. Better throw it out than to throw it in.
It is?
Yes, 100%. If it, the Agos Mak, I mean, the Agos Mak, which is brought in the Agos Maimini, on the Rambam, he says, throw it out, it's Baal Tashchis. But if I throw it in, it's two Baal Tashchis. One Baal Tashchis on the food, because I'm not hungry b'chlal, I'm just destroying the food, I'm not gaining from it. And Baal Tashchis on my body, I'm destroying my body because I'm overeating. So two Baal Tashchis is worse than one Baal Tashchis. Better to throw it out than to throw it in. But people are not like that naturally. Naturally, what do? Naturally, we eat it. We don't want to waste. So therefore, Zek Techazam Soifer, what happens is that I don't want to waste. What am I going to do? I'm going to end up eating it. Right? Oh, now that it's Shari Lachrini, other people, it's Mutter. So they're going to eat it. I don't have to worry about wasting. Right? It's like the guy who has a lot of leftover alcohol. So, well, he doesn't want to drink it by himself. Like a vault. It's going to be
depressing. Dangerous.
Yeah, depressing. So somebody says, listen, why don't you throw a kiddush for the oilam, for the chevra, it'll be gishmak. Okay, fine. Yeah, good idea. Great idea.
Cactus.
Yeah? I have so much leftover anyway, I don't want to throw it out. Great idea. That's the Chassam Sofer. So therefore, Zek Techazam Sofer, a beautiful pshat. It's a change in perspective of how we view the whole issue of I might come to eat it. We thought it was because I might slip up. But based on that, we have a kasha. You might slip up. It's more likely that you might slip up if people bring food next to you and they're eating than if they wouldn't be bringing food next to you and eating. Right? There we go. No, that's not the pshat. What's the pshat? The pshat is that we're afraid that what? That because of your natural tendency not to waste. Yeah? I'll just share with you one nekuda, which is similar to the Chassam Sofer's. Yeah, for, you know what? Before we do that, let's hear Shai's question.
I'm just going to say, for sure it's a good thing that Chassam Sofer has such good faith in every yid that he's not going to waste food, but sometimes taiva gets over your ability to be able to do the right thing. Who's to say that this person's not just going to jump onto it, jump onto to the wine or whatever? And let's say he's a nazir for the past 20 days, right?
Yeah.
And he's dying for some wine, right? Mm-hmm. He's dying for some grapes, whatever. Mm-hmm. Summertime, he wants those grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that he's not just going to jump onto it? Yeah, some server is saying that you'd rather not be Baal Tashchis. So who's to say that he's just not going to eat it if he has it around him? I mean, yeah, it's a good thing that he it's And he's trying to say it's much better than everyone else. But this is a good answer. I'm saying he still might jump onto it.
So you're saying that we should still have the svar that other people eat it is going to be a reason why this guy might end up eating it.
Right.
You think that that's still a strong concern?
Yeah.
Good. The Chassam Sofer Lemaisa in the end says that it's dochik. His pshat, alts the wasting, he says it's dochik. What's the dochik about it? What's the dochik about that pshat? Maybe the dochik about it is, like you're saying, Shai, that at the end of the day, it's a nice pshat, but we do really believe that people might end up eating something just because the guy next to him is eating it. That's a very real concern. It's something which not only expresses itself over here in our Tosis, but it's actually halacha lemaisa. Let's talk about this for a second. It was the eighth day of Pesach, and there were guys in yeshiva having a Yom Tov Suda, and the yeshiva was serving milchiks, and some guys were, you know, very adamant. Yom Tov Suda, ein simcha ala bebasar. I will not have milchiks. I am going to have fleishiks. Okay, so there were guys in yeshiva. Some of them were having fleishiks, and some of them were having milchiks at the same suda. This took place Shmini Shel Pesach this year. Okay, what's the halacha? Is it mutter to have milchiks and fleishiks at the same table? The halacha is it's asur derabbanan for two people to be eating at the same table. One person eating milchiks, one person eating fleishiks. It makes no difference if it's hot or cold. It is asur derabbanan for you to be eating pizza here and Shalom's eating a burger right here. Asur derabbanan.
You doing table loss?
Unless you provide some sort of hecker, something which will remind the two of you that you're eating milchiks and you're eating fleishiks and you cannot mix.
It's like a little like box.
So either you have something in between the two of you which is somewhat of a height, let's say, that you're not using during the meal. It could be used as a cereal box, but you're not eating it from a cereal box. You have to say, this cereal box is a hecker between us.
Or placemat.
You have to, or two different placemats. You have to designate. These are halach lemaisa. It's brought down in Shulchanach. Yaredeya simin peiches. Aser to have milchiks, fleishiks at the same table. Zuck the shach. Why?
Because
lobidili minei. Very good, shach. Yeah? Because lobidili minei. Right? You guys know that Shlomo's middle name is Hananya, right? Shach. No? Okay.
Yes.
No, making it up. Yeah. Okay. Right? So it's Zag the Shach. He's Zag the Shach. Lo Bedili Minei. That's why it's a problem. You hear that? Doesn't that sound so familiar? Lo Bedili Minei. People eat milchiks, people eat fleishiks. Guys eating next to you. Lo Bedili Minei. It's Usher Durabonim to have it on the same table. That's how we pass it. Zuck the Shach. But let's say you happen to be on a construction site and the guy that's with you is a Mexican eating some bacon. And you're eating your bagel hole, you know, cream cheese bagel. Right? Nice. You have kosher, you have not kosher. What's the halacha? You allowed to have it at the same table?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because
we're dealing with it. Zuck the Shach. This is true. This is mutter to you. This is mutter to you. This is mutter to him. This is mutter to him. It's all hetter. Everybody's eating this and that and the other. No problem. But when it's iser, zok teshach halachon laisa, mutter to have it at the same table. He says bread could be different. But let's leave bread aside. If a goy brings in not kosher bread, seder, or chametz, separate issue. But al kopanim, regular iser, Zok the Shach, mutter. Then it's mutter. Why? Because b'dili minei. What do we see in the Shach? This idea. Somebody is next to you is eating. There's a likelihood you're going to end up eating from him unless you provide a hecker. But if you're dealing with something which is usher anyway for everybody to eat, then we're not afraid. It's mamish against the svar of the Tosfos. Shari lachrini is a reason why you're not going to eat it? What are we talking about? Shari lachrini is the reason why you are going to eat it. What's the Tosfos talking about? Chassam Sofer's Kasha. Again, Chassam Sofer gave a teretz, he gave a pshat. He himself tells us it's dochik. If he says it's dochik, so we can go with that. We can say it's dochik, and we're going to move on to try to find some more hesber in this Tosfos. The other Rishayim bring up this discussion in the Tosfos, The Maram Chalava, who you might not have heard of until today, but he's one of the Rishainim and one of the G'dayli Rishainim, but he only, as far as I'm aware, we only have his Svarim on Maseches Pesachim. So if you didn't learn Pesachim, could be you didn't hear about him. But now that you learn Pesachim, you definitely know the Maram Chalava, he's going to come up a lot. Okay? So the Maram Chalava says over here, upshot. He says, what's this idea of Shari Lachwini? What does it mean? Shari Lachwini. It's a heter. Shari Lachwini. What heter is that? He says like this. You have wine in your house. What are we going to do? We're going to make you throw it all out. Why should we make you throw it all out? Everybody else in your house is allowed to drink the wine. Why should we make you throw it out if everybody else is going to be able to drink the wine? Therefore, Zakta Maram Chalava, that's what it means, Shari Lachwini. Shari Lachwini means, since other people could drink it, we should not make you throw it all out. What's the matter, Shalom?
Therefore what? We knew this before also. It's not saying anything different.
What do you mean? Explain yourself. What do you mean?
The question still applies.
It what? Speak out the question. You're right, but speak it out.
It would make it even worse that other people have it, not better.
Oh, in other words, how does he answer the question? At the end of the day, fine, we can make you throw it out because other people could drink it. But why aren't we afraid that you're going to end up drinking the wine? Other people are drinking it. Other people are in the grave. We should be afraid. Zog the Maram Chalava. You're right. You know what you should have to do? You need to leave the house. You can't make me throw out all the wine and all the grapes. You know why? Because other people can enjoy it. But you're not going to be allowed to stay in that house. You're going to, yeah. You got to move out and find yourself a new place to live which doesn't have any grapes or wine. You hear that? Zog the Maram Chalava. We're not going to make you do that. That sounds crazy, to quote Shlomo. Right? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That would be bedika.
So therefore, we're not going to make you move out. What do we have the options in front of us? Either we make you get rid of it, or we make you get rid of yourself. One of them has got to go. Zuck the Maram Chalava. To get rid of the grapes, the wine, etc. We can't make you do that because other people can enjoy it. Other people can enjoy it. So what are we going to do? Make you leave? No. I'm not going to make you leave. I'm not going to make you leave. Why not? Why wouldn't we make him leave? Because it sounds too extreme?
No.
No. Sometimes. What's wrong with the extreme? You know the famous story of the Rebbe? I think it was the brother of the Bayana Rebbe. No? No, he was in the hospital. And I think it was Bayana Rebbe, if I remember correctly. Or it might have been Bell's now that I remember. Well, the brother of one of the Rebbes. Started with a B. Anyway, so Lamaisa, what happened was, he was in the hospital. There was a Shiloh of Yichud. One of the nurses came in, do some blood work, whatever. Shiloh of Yichud, he jumped out the window. Somebody has got to go. If it's not her, it's me. He jumped out the window.
There had to be a better solution than jumping out the window in that situation.
And she died from that?
There must have been a door within 3 feet.
I don't want to say the gory part, but yeah. But yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
Look, you hear what's happening here? Somebody has got to go!
What is this?
His life didn't have to go!
Yichud? Yichud, according to many places, was Yagbal Gabbard, yes.
Are you serious?
Guys, let's not get sidetracked. We already spoke about Yagbal Gabbard last year, you know what I'm saying? How many times does that have to come up over here?
Is this a case of killing yourself instead of Arias?
That's what Yichud is.
When was this? 100 years ago, man?
Okay, but that's if you're
less. But Al Kapani, let's
the door.
You hear, this is Shalom's kasha.
That's
exactly what the Shalom is asking. Shalom's saying, I don't understand. No.
I didn't walk out the front door.
He couldn't. They locked the door. Some people were trying to play a trick on it. Whatever. It's a complicated story. But Lamaisa, the point is.
Order a man to come do the blood work.
It was part of the people were upset at him that he was being too firm. It was a complicated thing.
Great prank.
Whatever. Yeah, that's what it was.
Got him good.
And they're like, we got you. And they see the window wide open with like the shades like.
Why did you just hang out the window?
Guys, let's stay focused on you. You know what I'm saying? Cash for the maestro. The point is, Zuck Shalom, I don't understand. If it's me or the grapes, so I'm jumping out the window. Let me go find my own D-Rail. I'll find my own dorm room. Right? Everybody else. Oh, I have a good idea. It'll be the Nazir ward. That's what it will be. It will be perfect. We'll make our own wing, our own building in Pennsylvania for people who are Nazir. Excellent. What's the problem?
Breaking the glass.
Right? That's the kasha. What is pshat in this Maram Chalava?
He's like rogue.
Daniel, you ready? What's pshat in this Maram Chalava? Why is he saying that we don't make the guy do that? What's pshat? Yeah?
You ready? Lost us in this story.
Next time I have to leave out the story, I see. I thought it would help explain. Yeah, no. We could do this. We could do this. You ready? What's pshat? What's pshat in the Maram Chalava? What's wrong with making the guy get his own place?
We do it on Sukkos.
Do it on Sukkos. Everybody has to leave the house on Sukkos, right?
Everybody has to leave the house.
Exactly.
Schmack,
but why can't they make such a gzeira? Make the guy get his own place. What's the problem?
Forever.
No. Till the end of his Naziris. Till the end of his
Nazareth. Nazareth.
Because
yeah, Naziris.
He can't leave also because he might bump into the wine.
No, you let him walk in the street.
Get rid of the wine. Why not?
Let him walk in the street. I don't know. To me, it sounds like a very good question. I think it seems like a very good question. If there's a halacha that it's a problem, so it's a problem. What type of business is? No, we don't want to make you move. It's Judaism light over here. What is this business? What's going on here? Maram Chalava was not the founder of modern Orthodox. I can guarantee it. Okay, what's pshat? It's very difficult. I'll tell you what I think he means. What I think he means is like this. And the truth is, I'll be honest. I'm going to say a teretz, but the Shalos Teshuvos Mazkeres Moshe in Simin Yud Beis actually asks this kasha on the Rishonim. Maram Chalava is not the only one who says this pshat. A number of other Rishonim say this. Tosafot ben Peretz and other Rishonim say this. But the what's his name? The Shalos Teshuvos Mazkeres Moshe was one of the Dayanim of 200 years ago. He asks this kasha on the Rishonim. He says, I don't understand. It makes no sense. If this is the halacha, if you're afraid the guy's going to eat something, so what's the big deal? Let him find a different place to live. Right? We've heard of such a thing, of a guy moving out to a place which is better for his ruchnius. You've never heard of such a thing? Of course we've heard of such a thing. So what in the world is pshat in this? He asks this kasha, and it's a powerful kasha. It is a powerful kasha. And you know what? Before I give an answer to this kasha, I'll just share with you the Mazkeres Moshe's mahalach in this line of the Gemara because of this kasha. Listen to this. Unbelievable. Zokta Mazkeres Moshe, he says, the pshat is, this kasha is so powerful that when Tosfos says, Isurei Shari Lachrini, it's not an answer. It's not an answer.
What's the inami for?
Oh, good question. We're going to explain that in a minute. It's not an answer. What is it? It's part of the question. The Nazir Nami, Suri Sharilachrini, Nazir Nami is a problem, just like chametz. Because why? Because of Sharilachrini. Since Sharilachrini, so there's a very strong likelihood you're going to end up eating it. Like the Svar of the Chassam Sofer. Like we just spoke out. You should have to leave.
Chametz is Sharilachrini?
Nazir. Sharilachrini. So therefore it's like chametz.
How?
Lobedilimine. That's the idea of Lobedilimine.
Nami.
It's even stronger than Lobedilimine. What's the pshat in the Inami?
No, the first Nami.
Oh, Nazir Nami means Nazir is also like Chametz.
Because it's Shari Lachrini?
Yes, because Shari Lachrini. So therefore, there's an even greater Lobedilimine.
But it doesn't make it like Chametz at all.
Why not?
Because Chametz is not Shari Lachrini.
That's true. But the Shari Lachrini element is not a reason to make it less. Is not a reason to make it less usser. It's not a reason to make it less usser, the Shari Lachrini element.
Nice,
the Shari Lachrini element is a reason to make it more Lobedili Mine. Let me just finish my sentence, and you'll hear what I'm saying, and then it might even help your question, right? Yeah? The problem of Chametz is Lobedili Mine. That's the problem of Chametz. Yeah. So, Zokt Tosfos, Nazir Nami, Isurei Shari Lachrini. What's the significance of Isurei Shari Lachrini? The significance is that it's even more of a lobedili mine type of food. It's an even more lobedili mine type of iser. We're dealing with something which the guy next to you is making a lechaim, the guy on the other side of you is making a lechaim, the guy across from you is making a lechaim, everyone's swishing around their drinks, everyone's enjoying a shtickel, whatever the bottle is, you know? Callan is not from Grits. But okay, so Lamaisa Zoktosvis Nazi or Nami, Sir Zalakwini? That's part of the question.
I'm still very confused on the whole.
What's that? Danielle is literally plotting to get this out.
Okay.
Let's, for his sake, let's help him out. Joseph. I'm holding myself back also for this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Why don't you jump out the window or something?
Why wouldn't he just say Mezunami Lobodilamine and then say it? He didn't say that.
He doesn't need to.
Why not?
Because if that's what Isuri Sharalokini means, so then it would be superfluous.
You should add that in.
Well, I would say, when we read Isuri Sharalokini, what do those words mean? If those words are a reason to say it's more usser, so that's what it means. If those words are a reason to say more mutter, so then in Akhanami, then it's difficult. But that's exactly the point that the Achronim are making. The Chassam Sofer, the Mazkeres Moshe, ourselves, the Netziv also was bothered by this. This line is a difficult line. Where's the Svara? Where's the Svara to say that that's a reason to be more mutter? The fact that it's Isuri Sharalokini. It's the opposite. The fact that it's Isuri Sharalokini is a reason to say it's more usser. So, very good. The Mezkeres Moshe came along and said, yes, that's how I would read the Tosvos.
Read a lot better.
And I'll speak it out. You know, the first day when we learned this Tosvos, a number of the guys in the Shir actually read the Tosvos like the Mezkeres Moshe. I was blown away that the Oilim actually read it that way because of the Inami. But we're going to explain the Inami in a second according to Mezkeres Moshe. But at the end of the day, Mezkeres Moshe actually says this as pshat until he came up with a new pshat. We'll get to it in a minute. But he actually has, this was by him, this was a very strong tzad that this is what Tosfos means. Joseph, do you have a question?
Just in general, I don't get how this could be a question. How would we turn this into a question exactly?
Nazir Nami Isuri Sharalakwini. Nazir also, his Isur is mutter to other people, and because it's mutter to other people, therefore what? Therefore, there's more of a likelihood that you may end up slipping and drinking some of the wine, eating some of the grapes. That's how to read that line. And therefore, there should be a gzeira. There should be a takana that you have to bedika and be mevarit.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Solid. That's an incredible pshat from the Mezkeres Moshe. It's unbelievable. So, what's the inami? What's the inami according to this? According to this, the inami is going all the way back. All the way back. What do we say? We said chametz is different from all other yisurim. Why? Because all other yisurim is bedilimine. This is lo bedilimine. So therefore there's a gzer by chametz. The inami according to this is going all the way back on that teretz and saying I have another teretz not just for nazir but for all yisurim. Chametz is different than all yisurim. How so? Chometz is Bali Rabbali Matze. Chazal followed the Torah's lead. The Torah was Machmir, it's Bali Rabbali Matze. So Chometz Chazal came along and also were Machmir because the Torah was. That and the other Yisurim, all other Yisurim, not just Nazir, all other Yisurim. We don't find such a Chumrah of the Torah. So therefore Chazal didn't follow suit with their Chumrah.
Bedilimine
was the first answer.
But they have a question and on that answer.
And Shari Lachmini was the second answer, right?
The question.
Meaning the two parts. The two parts of the first half of the Tosfos. First part is Chametz and other Isurim. Tosfos answers. Bedilimine, lo bedilimine. Second part, Chametz and Nazir. Tosfos answers. Shari Lachmini. Right? That's the first mahalach of how to read the Tosfos. That's how Chassam Sofer read the Tosfos. That's how the Maram Chalava learns up over here in the Tosfos, basically. Right? Now Mezkeres Moshe is introducing a new pshat. The issue of Nazir and Shari Lachmini is not another answer to differentiate between Chametz and Nazir. Chametz and other Yisurim? No, the answer is, it's part of the question. The answer to differentiate between Chametz and other Yisurim, Nazir and all other Yisurim together, is Bali Rab Bali Matze versus other Yisurim that don't have Bali Rab Bali Matze. You hear the pshat? It's unbelievable.
So what's the first answer in that?
Bedilimine lo bedilimine.
Then we have a question on that answer.
What's the question?
Nazir.
What?
So we have a question. This says Bedilimine and then Nazir.
Yeah, good. So that's why there's Inami.
No, so there's no first answer. We throw out that answer.
So you're saying it's a pure chaligamri, you're saying?
Good point. You don't even give an answer. You don't even suggest anything.
The way he learns it up, he says, I'll read you the words. He says, Haya min aroi shiach miru olav levaro mirshuso kidei shal yava li kash el bo. Ulekach hutz rechu atos vis letirutzum abeiz. You hear that? That's why Tos need to come up with the second answer. But you, because Nazir is a question on the first answer.
Yeah, but I just want to go to Mahach that he's answering for Galuli and so he separates
the two. Isn't
Inami? I don't know if it's so schwer. I'm saying Batsam, no matter how you look at it, Nazir is a question on the first answer, right?
Yes.
The question is simply, did they answer the question from Nazir, or do they not like the first answer because of the question from Nazir? That's the question of how to look at it over here. So the Miskeres Maish is suggesting in this noob chat that Deitaka didn't like the answer because of the question from Nazir, and that's why we need to come up with a new answer. And Achanami, what he's saying is a good point. It sounds like they should have been Doche Lagami. The Lashon Inami is mashma that really they have a good answer, but they have another answer. I hear. You're saying good point. Yeah, Doylem appreciates Tragi's question?
Yes,
I do. Yeah, it's a geschmacky question. Very good, Tragi. Yeah. Very good.
Do you elaborate on Tragi's
question?
Is it the point good that Inami's suggesting something else?
No, Inami is suggesting something else, but usually the words Inami mean that I already said a good teretz. I'll tell you another teretz. Right?
Yeah.
So it comes out, according to Miskeres Moshe, that the first teretz wasn't really such a good teretz because we left off with a kasha on the first teretz.
Yeah.
So the Lashon, it shouldn't be like Inami. It should be more like Elo Yeh Shlomar. Mm-hmm. Right? That's the issue. Very good point, Tragi. I like it.
We were discussing it maybe for sure.
Oh, you and Rav Meir?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Very solid. Beautiful. Very good point. Very good point.
No, I don't like it anymore.
Cheater.
What? Rav Meir. This is Rabbi Meir Rosenblum.
Rosenblum, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is like this. So what are we saying? We're saying like this. The Inami is a new teretz. You're asking a kasha. The Inami doesn't sound like a... It sounds like we like the first teretz, but we also like the second teretz. Maybe there's a chisaron in the first teretz. I hear your aura. It's a good aura. I like it. Before we totally disregard... No, yeah, fine. Seder. The Miskeres Maishe actually falls off of this pshat, which we'll explain as new pshat in a minute. But we also know that the Maram Chalava and the Chassam Sofer also didn't learn like the Miskeres Lemoshe. They didn't learn this pshat, right? But Lemaisi has a good question. We need to answer the Miskeres Moshe's question. He has a very good question. Why don't you make the guy leave his house? Right? So we don't like his noob shot. Okay, fine. But we got to address his question. How did he come up with his noob shot? Because he had a bomb kasha on the Tozer Ben Peretz and the Maram Chalava. But so you don't like his noob shot? Fine. So we'll have to give a different shot. But we need to answer his question. What's the answer to his question? Yeah, do we all remember what his question was? His question was that according to the Maram Chalava, the Tosfos Ben Peretz, what does Tosfos mean? That since it's Shari Lachrini, so therefore what? We can't make you get rid of the stuff, but at the same time, what? You can't live there. So what are we going to do? Make you leave the house? We're not going to make you leave the house. So if you're as much, why not? Make you leave the house. Why not? That was his kash. I think the pshat is, and what the Rishayim mean over here, Tosfos Ben Peretz, Maram Chalava, the pshat is like this. What was the Gzeira? What was the Gzeira? What's the Takana? Is the Takana to get yourself away from grapes, away from wine, away from chametz? Is that the Takana? Or is the Takana to get chametz away from you? The Takana is to get wine and grapes away from you. In other words, we could say it in Lamdisha terms for Reb Chaim. Is it a Takana? Is it a din in the Gavra? Or is it a din in the Cheftza? Is it a din that the person needs to make sure that he has nothing around that he might trip up in? Or is it a din that you need to get that stuff out of the house? You need to get it away from you. You need to get yourself away from it, or it away from you. Two ways of looking at the takon. If you tell me that I need to get myself away from this stuff, then you're right. Then the Miskeres Moshe is 100% right that he should have to leave the house. But these Rishayim are teaching us that's not the Geder of the Takana. The Geder of the Takana was not that you need to get yourself away from this stuff. The Geder of the Takana was a din in the Cheftza. You need to get this stuff out of your house. You need to get this stuff away from you. If I can't, because other people could use it, so I can't. But that doesn't mean that I need to leave. That doesn't mean I need to leave. And that's why Meskeres Moshe is Kasha, it didn't bother the Rishayim. The Rishayim, they said, you don't need to leave. Why not? Dangerous. Might slip up. That's not the Takana. We have to focus. What was Chazal's Takana? The Takana was in the Chefza. Get rid of the stuff. As long as you get rid of it, good. You can't get rid of it, nothing we can do about that. We're not making a takana on you that you need to go somewhere. That's not the takana.
Who said it?
This is my pshat. Hmm. It's my pshat and the Rishayim. And the machlokas of your Rishayim and the Meskeres Moshe. Okay? Is that takana din in the gavra, in the person? Or is the takana din in the chefza that he have to get the stuff away from the person? Okay? That's the two ways of looking at it. And that's pshat and the Rishayim. That's pshat and the Tosfos. Shari lachrini is a heter. Because since other people can use it, you don't have to get rid of it. And you don't need to leave either. Now, Lamaisa, the Meskeres Moshe doesn't say this. How does he learn Shari Lachrini? He says a very interesting thing. And I think maybe some of you actually were thinking this when you think about diets and other things like that. Meskeres Moshe says, when everybody is usher to something versus when one person is usher and other people are mutter, so then you end up with two different types of situations. Listen to his words. He says, when the guy himself, he's the only one, who levadoi muzer al yayin, so you know what ends up happening? Everybody around him is always reminding him, you're not allowed to have any donuts. I know you're on a diet, enjoy it. That's what scares most. That's what he says. He's the only guy that knows here. He's the only one who can't have wine. Everybody else can be like, next time.
You want some of this?
It's okay. Next time. Don't worry.
Why'd you look at
but when
that?
It comes to something which is usher for everybody, so each guy is caught up in his own world. I can't eat it. I'm going to be busy worrying, remembering to remind him that he can't eat it. I also can't eat it. I'm also suffering. I'm in the same boat. So nobody's reminding anybody else. And that's why there's more of a likelihood that you may end up tripping up over here. You hear this unbelievable shot? No, you guys mamas could relate to this, Meskeres Moshe. You guys are mechavim to the kasho?
It's mechavim
to the noob shot? Exactly, because of your kiver, right? Unbelievable. It's an unbelievable way of looking at it. Meskeres Moshe gives us a new havana in what does it mean, shari lachrini. That shari lachrini means that other people, since it's mutter to other people, they're going to remind you. But if it's us and everybody, they're not going to remind you. These are the biurim that we're learning for today. Lamaisa, it's coming out according to this, that the Inami is going back potentially just on Nazir. There's a discussion about this. But before we end off, let's just end off with this reminder. Because we really learned it already. And that is the Mahalach of the Netziv. Do we all remember the Mahalach of the Netziv? Mahalach of the Netziv was so gorgeous, so geschmack. The Netziv said that why is Tos talking about Isuriana in the first place? Rabbi Yossi Glili holds, that Chametz is not Aser Bahana. And still he holds Bedika. So you can't say it's Tali and Isuriana. So what's Tos talking about when he says Isuriana? So the Netziv, it's Lav Davka, doesn't mean Isuriana. It means that since I have nothing else to do with it, so therefore, wasn't it? Since I have nothing else to do with it, that's why I throw it out. That's why you can make me throw it out. So what about Nazir? Is Nazir yes or no? I have nothing else to do with it? Yes, I have nothing else to do with it. You know why? Because the halacha in Nazir is a doraisa to deal with grapes, deal with wine, if you're a Nazir. Other people could, but you can't. Zokta Netziv, that's the question and answer of Nazir. Be Nazir Nami, you're not allowed to deal with it, you have nothing to do, you should have to throw it out. You're right, you're not allowed to deal with it. But you could have your workers run your business for you. That's what it means. It's Shari Lachrini. Your workers can deal with it for you. And that's why there's no Xavier. Make him throw it out. Make me throw it out. Why? I'm losing millions of dollars of inventory. You don't make me throw it out for nothing. Shari Lachrini. You're right. other people could do it for you, no problem. So we have question, what in the world is going on in Tosfos Shavuot Achrini? That's a swara to make it more mutter fakert. That's more of a reason to be concerned. Sam Sofer's kasha, Maskeres Moshe's kasha. We should make the guy leave on his own, right? We have mahalach from the Chasam Sofer, difficult mahalach. Doesn't want to waste. We have mahalach in the Maskeres Moshe, brand new explanation. People are going to remind you. First, he has brand new explanation. Told this part of the kasha. Excellent point from Shragi that it's difficult lamaisa. Hard to understand the inami. He gives us a noob shot that the idea is that what? That people are going to remind you if it's mutter to them. We have the idea of the Rishonim, the Maram Chalava, Tosafot Beis Paris. The pshat is it's a gzeira on the Cheftza, not in the Gavra. We have the pshat of the Netziv that you can't make me throw it out because other people can do my work for me. Said it. We'll review it tonight.
But why does the Maskeres Moshe fall off? He doesn't say.
Fall off of what?
He does say.
He says, I saw in the Ran. The Ran says, not our Ran. The Ran says a different situation. The Ran says, what happens if people have Mikra Megillah on Shabbos? Right? Mikra Megillah on Shabbos. What's the halacha? Do we say that you're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos? No. Why? Because there's a gzeira that maybe you're going to forget. Right? So he asks in Cain, why is Mila Docha Shabbos? Bris Mila. Why don't we say that you're going to forget and somebody's going to end up carrying the scalpel?
I don't know. Okay.
It's a good question, right?
Yeah.
So Teretz is, there's a difference. What does Ron say? There's a difference. Since Megillah, everybody is mitzvah, so people are going to be busy. No one's thinking to remind the other guy. Mashen Kein Mila is only this guy's mitzvah. It's also for other people, so they're going to remind him that you can't do it. So Zuck the Maskeres Moshe, that Svara that we find over there is maybe what's taking place over here also. Since it's Shari Lachrini, he's the only guy who has the problem, so they'll remind him.
That's what led him to the answer.
Exactly. Once he had that insight, so he's like, oh, I'll use that as pshat in our Tosfos.
I have another question, but I want to answer first.
Another example of this reminder thing.
Yeah.
Is that a friend that once went on a Shabbos to these random settlers?
Okay, I've heard of such a thing.
These people like place trucks like in no man's land, in between Arab cities, to take territory from the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So they have what they do is they have like a string around their property, and then they have guard watch. All they have is like a truck, like a dog, and like string around like property just and like some plants, whatever. It's like a settled land, and
maybe the string is Arab.
String's Arab, fine, yeah. And then he goes so. My friend asked, is like, and they have to do watch because they're surrounded by Arab cities and they constantly come.
Yeah.
My friend asked, like, why don't you put a fence up, like, protection? And he goes, fence means comfort. That comfort would be less, they wouldn't be as on guard.
Right.
Not be as on guard, it's a lot more dangerous.
Right.
So it's just a string there, knowing that whatever, then they would constantly be on guard and they'd be safer.
Wow. There you go. So, see that? Very good.
Wait, so he says this reason?
Yeah.
He says he saw the Ron?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And my second question is, the Maral Chalav, does he ever answer the Chasam Sofer's question, or he just confuses us?
Which question?
The Chasam Sofer's question.
Chasam Sofer's question that having other people with the food is more likely they're going to end up eating it?
Yeah,
he doesn't answer.
He just points out he just that says maybe that, like, I move out, no, we're not doing that.
No, because the Nekuda, he's saying that Shari Lachrini, the pshat is that Chazal can't make you get rid of stuff that other people could use. So I said maybe the pshat is alts bal tashchis, or maybe, but that's the nekuda. That you, the takana is that we're not going to say you have to get rid of something if other people could still use it. You can't throw it out. It could be similar to the netziv. Maybe we can't make you destroy stuff if you have a usage for it. So that's Maram Chalava's really approach.
He doesn't really say what is.
It's not necessarily answering the Chasam Sofer's problem. Chasam Sofer was saying that the fact that other people are mutter to have it, so there should be more of a concern that you might end up slipping up, right?
Yeah, it doesn't answer that.
That was Chasam Sofer's problem. So he's not denying that. But at the end of the day, in the way that the Gzeira is made, we can't do anything about that. We can't make you destroy it. We can't make you get rid of it.
Should I be done with the Zucker salmon?
No, I'm not. But I brought it in because you had mentioned to me.
Alright, fine. No, because Thursday nights, there's another